Let's turn now to one Detroiter's view of Detroit Emergency Manager Kevin Orr, who's been on the job since March 25th. Over these past couple of months, have Kevin Orr's loyalties been more to the city he's running or to the state who hired him? Detroiter Karen Dumas was the chief of communications for the city of Detroit, working with Mayor Dave Bing. These days, she heads up her own PR communications firm, Images and Ideas, and she is closely watching what's happening at City Hall. Her recent column in Bridge Magazine shows when it comes to emergency manager Orr, Karen Dumas has some growing doubts. Welcome back to the program, Karen.
Hi, Cynthia. Thank you.
Well, your column states in Bridge that you feel Kevin Orr's early days are proving that he's more loyal to the state than to the city. Why do you say that?
Well, I just, you know, and certainly that's not necessarily, I don't want to say it's a bad thing, but it shouldn't be surprising. I mean, he was brought in by the governor. I mean, early on he was asked, to whom would he be loyal and was his boss? And he immediately responded, the governor. I think I would have at least said, well, the citizens of the city of Detroit, although I do report to the governor. I mean, that would have probably sent a good message. But I think that some of the things that he's doing are not necessarily on the early front in the best interest of the city of Detroit. I think he's injecting himself into things that are not necessarily related to stabilization of the finances. You know, his initial report, and again, this is early,
right?
But the initial report was just a regurgitation of information that we already knew. I mean, the city of Detroit has been saddlebagged with report after report after report. The challenge now is, what are we going to do about it?
Now, am I correct, though, that the EM law requires him to deliver that fiscal report card first and then come up with the plan of action?
Yes, so that is the expectation.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, everybody's, I think people are pretty apathetic. We know, you know, the finances are bad. But, and maybe this will come forth in the second report, which I think is due shortly. I don't know the time frame on that. But, you know, I'm looking for operational restructuring. You know, what is he going to do differently in terms of how the city functions? What are we going to do to generate revenue? So, I don't know. We'll see.
Now, it's interesting. In your piece that you wrote in Bridge, you say the pledged partnership between the city and the state is, in your terms, anything but. What don't you like about what you're seeing when we're talking the overall partnership between the state and city? What would you rather see?
Well, what I'd like to see is an execution of some of the things that I think both the Bing administration, you know, said early on in terms of you know, public safety. I mean, we know there are lighting issues. You know, we've got some things that are of immediate concern to residents. I think the partnership would be to make sure that the decisions that are made are in the best interest of the citizens. And maybe at the end of the day, they may be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you've got the involvement of Orr's firm, Jones Day, that's involved. I mean, I think that
his former firm, right? Because he has resigned from Jones Day.
Yeah, but you know, that's a paper resignation. You know, I mean, if you and I know each other, are we going? You know, I mean, that's questionable.
Okay.
You know, I think that his involvement in the selection of a police chief, you know, kind of fall outside of what he should be immediately responsible for. I mean, even though this chief is from the city of Detroit, I think it was kind of a slap in the face because everyone wanted to at least give an internal candidate an opportunity, and some of the candidates were saying they weren't even seriously interviewed. So those are just a couple of the things. I also think that his decision not to attend the Mackinac public policy conferences, you know, kind of a I don't need to circulate or communicate or interact with the other decision makers in a public capacity.
Could one make a case, well, gee, he shouldn't be up schmoozing on Mackinac, he should be fixing things at City Hall?
Yeah, that could be, but, you know, the reality is that he goes home every weekend. So, you know, he's here 4 days a week for all practice. I mean, that's the reality. And, I mean, that information is being FOIA'd. So I'm sure that will come out. So I do think, though, for all the schmoozing that takes place at Mackinac, you know, it is an opportunity to get a better pulse on what is wanted, desired, or the plans that are in place for the city and the region.
I'm talking with Detroiter Karen Dumas, who is head of PR communications firm Images and Ideas, but with a lot of perspective on the city of Detroit because she was chief of communications for the city working for Mayor Bing. And Karen, I know you got quite a few comments when you put up on your Facebook page asking about Kevin Orr and loyalties. And one comment jumped out, and one man wrote, "It's too bad the leaders of Detroit let it get to this point, as the citizens of Detroit were failed in so many ways. It will be like extracting teeth at the dentist, but in the end, we'll all be better and can begin anew." What did did you think about that comment?
Well, I, and in a way, and if you remember my earlier piece, mm-hmm. you know, I did say a lot of the, you know, the fact that we do have an emergency manager falls in the laps of everyone, our elected leaders, you know, our citizens. Everybody takes some degree of responsibility for the city being in the condition that it's in and making it susceptible to an emergency manager. So, I mean, I understand that, and I do hope that at the end of the day, Detroit has a different, a better, a more positive and productive appearance than it does now. You know, I had a conversation with someone earlier today, and certainly there are pockets of Detroit that are great,
yeah.
but there are so many areas overlooked and that need drastic attention. So, you know, how do you balance those things? But, you know, I mean, he's here. I certainly hope that his presence is going to be for the benefit of the city of Detroit first, for the region second, and that at the end of the day, we all come out ahead. That's yet to be seen.
I have to ask your thoughts about the possibility that at least parts of the DIA collection could be sold to satisfy creditors. I know that news broke just about the time your column
right.
was in Bridge. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, I'd heard that conversation. I did not expect to see it public so soon, but this is a bankruptcy attorney. So certainly if, in fact, you know, bankruptcy is an option, we have to acknowledge the fact that the city of Detroit owns the building, owns the property, and certainly some of the assets therein. However, you know, I do see this being tangled up in court for a long time because people are going to fight that tooth and nail. So let's hope not. I mean, I really hope that those changes can be made and a stabilization realized before it gets to that point.
Karen Dumas, her piece on Detroit's emergency manager, can be found in Bridge Magazine, and she joins us regularly with views and thoughts on what is going on in the city of Detroit. Always good to talk with you, Karen.
You as well. Thanks. Have a great day.